Welcome to the Indie Folk House concert downstairs here in the Center House Theater. And the man you see setting up before you is Dominic Campbell, otherwise known as Luminous Craft. And he will be joined on stage today at some point during his performance by John Simpson. And Luminous Craft is a band that is based on the country blues and other types of diverse styles of folk music and blues music. And I think Dominic's music will speak for itself, so I will let him take over from here. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for coming in out of the nice weather to hear some music. Appreciate it. Appreciate the other bands that are playing. There's some really great bands as part of this showcase, so I just want to say thanks to them, Aura Kogan, June Madrona, and after myself, Polka Dot Dot Dot. So stick around for them, too. This first song is called Dogwood Tree. Thanks very much. This next song is about a dream I had on the anniversary of my grandfather's death. And yeah, just inspired a song. So. Thank you. There's a shadow hanging round long before the evening sun goes down. Shoebox of old photographs, faded faces stare out from the past. And it's hard sometimes to understand why moments flash right before your eyes and they're gone. Phone call breaks a silent dawn. A voice on the other side told me you passed on. The morning sun was burning red. Just had a dream that you were standing at the foot of the bed. And it's hard sometimes to understand how the years pile up the way that they can, to just slip one night through your hand. Thank you very much. It's so great to see so many friends and family and people interested in hearing this kind of music. So thanks, everybody. This next song I wrote about, it's like one of the first songs I ever wrote, so it's about 10 years old. And it's I grew up in New Mexico, so it's about a town in called Bernalillo and an experience I had there. It's called Dust Devil Girls. There's a primitive road 15 miles north where dust devil girls wearing cut-off shorts, swinging their babies as cars roll by, sitting on the curb outside. A man lights a cigarette, is waiting for his world. Works in the supermarket as a checkout girl. She feels so sad, might even cry if she were to look him in the eyes tonight. I saw a boy, and he was almost dead. And under dirty sheets is where he rests his head. And he had a soul just like a knife, and it would weep and cry. And you could see the future in his weary eyes. And up above the rooftops is where his spirit flies. Thank you very much. All these songs are sort of a kind of about my family and people who were artists or creative people in my family, and there weren't a lot of them. And, you know, even if it was a hobby or something they did, I kind of latched on to that. And so this song's actually about my great uncle, who had a really amazing garden in New Mexico, if you can believe that. He grew his own food. So, and this is, you know, before it was cool, you know. Oh, this song's called Blessing Not Forgotten. Recipes in shorthand, written in the kitchen where your pots and pans never had a chance to get cold. Backyard garden, a blessing not forgotten by your freckle-handed daughters and your only son. Sitting on the sofa beneath the old lamp in the corner, you'd read every night and gently close your eyes. Listening to records and playing golf. Laughter heard often, a blessing not forgotten by your freckle-handed daughters and your only son. Sitting on the sofa beneath the old lamp in the corner, you'd read every night and gently close your eyes. Thank you. So now I'm going to call my friend John up here to play some songs with me on the cello. This is John.
Do you want to move closer or do you want to move up or be all right?
Okay. This next song is a... Well, there's a local, or a Northwest writer, her name's Robin Rahm. She wrote a really great collection of short stories called The Mother Garden. And I was having some trouble with this song, and she kind of, you know, inspired an ending to it. So it's a really great book, so you should check it out.
Remembering the stairs that you climbed so long ago, when your hands were steady and your young legs took you where you wished to go. And you're answering the voices that you hear when you're alone, like you're talking on a broken telephone. Don't forget your mother. She did what she thought she should do. You're up early making paintings Mexico in summer, instead of Detroit under blankets of snow. And you always wished your husband wouldn't drink quite so much. Through those hard times, you always kept in touch. Don't forget your mother. She did what she had to do. First time that I saw you after you passed away, you were standing in the kitchen on those younger legs, and like the silent flicker of an old black and white film, I watched you waltz across the living room.
Thank you. This next song is about another town in New Mexico, kind of a ghost town called Cuervo. Thanks.
casket of beautiful things spread out on the floor, faded letters and the golden rain, details of the past are all you left behind for me, seeds of frost flowers bloom, melting in secrets that she kept, and the words that never passed your lips. There are things I'd like to say to you, but I never did. Now you're gone, ashes scattered, and the chance will never come again.
This song is a lullaby, about a lullaby.
Won't you read aloud to me from the patched up book when Nan had come visiting? She'd bring a patched up book, and just before I'd fall asleep neath the quilt you made, you'd lay the words out so plain in the tale. But now you've gone to your final rest, and I can't sleep tonight. So won't you read one more time to me from the patched up book?
Thank you all very much. This will be my last song, and Polka Dot 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 is up next, so, and they're really great, so stick around for sure for those guys.
Whatever wakes you up at night, lying lonely in the dark, thoughts surround you and those thoughts drown you, lying lonely in the dark. Sirens howling in the distance, TV echoes down the hall. Another day amounts to nothing new at all, like watching shadows on the wall. Streetlights shining through a window, reflected on everything you said. Over and over like a movie in your head, of all those things you could have said instead. Whatever wakes you up at night, lying lonely in the dark, thoughts surround you and those thoughts drown you, lying lonely in the dark.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And all the bands have merchandise, I think, out there on that table. All the bands you've seen in here. So they all have stuff. It's really great. It's right out there.
Thanks to Luminous Craft. Great job, guys.